3. The Early Explorers. Find out more. In Joe's class at school.
Right, folks. Today we are going to talk about New York's first explorers. Who knows Giovanni da Verrazzano?
How do you spell it, please?
Verrazzano, 2 R's and 2 Z's, or 2 R's and 1 Z, as you like. What nationality was he?
Giovanni. He was Italian, of course.
Thank you, Giovanni. What do you know about him?
Well, he was from Tuscany, like my grandfather, and he was the first European to discover New York Bay.
No, wasn't it Hudson who discovered New York?
Well, you decide. Verrazzano was born in 1485, and Hudson was born in 1565. So who was first?
Verrazzano, obviously. That's why the Verrazzano Bridge was named after him.
Right, and there is a statue of him in Battery Park, just opposite the Statue of Liberty. Now, who knows what Verrazzano called New York Bay? Nobody knows? Well, he called it New Angoulême. Where is Angoulême?
In Italy, I suppose? No, it's in France, isn't it?
Yes, because Verrazzano worked for the King of France, Francis I. Now, Joe, you mentioned Hudson. He was an English sea explorer, and he came second in 1609. And both Verrazzano and Hudson came to a tragic end in 1528. Verrazzano was killed by cannibals somewhere in the Caribbean and eaten.
Oh, gross.
As for Hudson, he died in 1611 after a mutiny while he was sailing in the North Atlantic. His sailors put him and his teenage son in a small boat in the Hudson Bay up in the north of Canada. And, of course, he died. Being an explorer was tough in those days.